Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Samuel Chan, author of Leadership Pain, Robert Fullerton, author of Business Success Based on Biblical Principles, and Mark Kwame Omoteng, author of How to Receive from God. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is Samuel Chan, author of Leadership Pain. Here's a little information about Samuel Chan. A self-described dream releaser, Dr. Samuel R. Chan serves pastors, ministries, and businesses as a leadership architect and change strategist. Dr. Chan was named in the top 30 global leadership gurus list. His singular vision for his life is to help others succeed. Dr. Chan develops leaders through leadership consultations, resources, and seminars. Leaders are using Dr. Chan's books as leadership development handbooks worldwide. Now here's a short description of the book, Leadership Pain. Do you want to be a better leader? Raise the threshold of your pain. Do you want your church to grow or your business to reach higher goals? Reluctance to face pain is your greatest limitation. There is no growth without change, no change without loss, and no loss without pain. Bottom line, if you're not hurting, you're not leading. But this book is not a theological treatise on pain. Rather, in Leadership Pain, Samuel Chan, best-selling author recognized as the leader's leader, provides a concrete, practical understanding of the pain we experience to help us interpret pain more accurately and learn the lessons God has in it for us. Chan is ruthlessly honest and highly practical as he examines the principles and practices that make our pain a means of fulfilling God's divine purposes for our churches, communities, and us. These features are included in this leadership treasure trove. Powerful personal stories from some of the finest leaders in the world, such as Craig Rochelle, Benny Perez, Mark Sciarrona, Dale Bronner, and Michael Pitts, as well as numerous others. Revealing insights into the growth that occurs through pain in leadership roles. Practical exercises to help you apply the valuable principles you are learning. Now here's a brief review of the book, Leadership Pain. Dr. Sam Chan has made his mark as a leader in the world of business and church life. In this book, he writes about a topic that is often overlooked and underestimated, hidden by the shadows of success and stability. Everyone who is a leader will, if they are honest, admit that they have endured some pains, some hurts, and some hardships in their life, in their ministry, business, or community. Dr. Chan helps leaders to not shy away from the pains of leadership, but to embrace them, to learn from them, and to become a better and more successful leader. This book includes real-life stories that are relevant and real, thought-provoking questions that require careful consideration and answers, as well as valuable insights from leaders around the globe. Chan challenges pastors and leaders to become flexible at different levels of life to reach goals and to persevere through what seems impossible. In order to do this, readers are pointed to God to seek guidance and strength. Leaders, both small and large, will benefit from this fine work. We highly recommend this book. Visit Samuel Chan online at www.samchan.com. Leadership Pain is published by Thomas Nelson. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Living for Jesus by Rance Allen.
I feel like going
Next up today is Robert Fullerton, author of Business Success Based on Biblical Principles. Here's a little information about Robert Fullerton. Robert Fullerton is a Georgia licensed certified public accountant, a UK chartered certified accountant, and holds an MBA from the Heriot Watt University in Scotland. He is a seasoned business professional with over 25 years' experience in public accounting and as a CFO, CEO, and business consultant. He provides advisory services in the areas of business strategy to owner-managed businesses and serves on the board of directors and management committees of client companies. Robert accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior some 30 years ago and has been active in youth ministry as a church administrator and elder. He conducts seminars and workshops on biblical financial planning for individuals and entrepreneurs and is an interesting and gifted speaker. Robert was born in Trinidad and Tobago, is married to Jacqueline, and they live in Beaufort, Georgia. He is the author of the books Business Based on Biblical Principles and God's Strategic Plan. Now here's a short description of the book Business Success Based on Biblical Principles. Christian entrepreneurs face two main challenges while trying to make it in the difficult world of modern competitive business. The first is the quest for economic survival and financial success, and the second is the need to walk in the light of God's Word and ensure that our business practices measure up to His holy standard. The business failure rate in today's market is very high, and entrepreneurs are often forced to do what we must to survive. This sometimes takes the form of practices which, though legal and acceptable in the eyes of man, come into direct conflict with God's ways. So how do we, disciples and ambassadors of Christ in the business arena, reconcile these two worlds? The secret to our success is to stop trying to serve two masters and instead serve one. Rather than pursue both God and money, our path lies in serving God's purpose first, and bringing all our dealings with money and business under His Lordship. When we do this, God undertakes not only to provide for all of our needs, but to prosper our businesses, because we now fall into line with His strategic purpose. God has a purpose and a plan for each of our businesses, but it's up to us to search it out, find and embrace it with all our heart. This is how Christian entrepreneurs ultimately succeed. And this book, Business Success Based on Biblical Principles, teaches us how to do so, using godly wisdom and sound financial practice. Robert writes in simple language and explains powerful biblical truths and business concepts in a way that is easily understood by both new and experienced entrepreneurs. He provides easy-to-follow guidance on how to build a successful, sustainable kingdom business on the sure foundation of biblical principles and effective management techniques. He illustrates these principles using real-world examples of successful Christian entrepreneurs who have excelled as men and women of faith in the market and have done great exploits for God. The ultimate goal of this book is to change our prayer from, "Lord, here is my business, please bless it," to, "Lord, here is my business, take it and use it." Now here's a brief review of the book, Business Success Based on Biblical Principles. Society caters to entrepreneurs and seeks to foster the spirit of business ownership as part of the journey to the American dream. In an unstable economy, it can be easy to focus on the financial bottom line of a company and not the principles upon which it should be built. When the former is in play, the trust of customers often gradually erodes and companies are left to fail. Built upon a shaky foundation, businesses and most anything else will come crumbling down. In the pages of Business Success Based on Biblical Principles, Robert Fullerton helps Christians to develop business practices and techniques that are aligned with the Bible and that will ensure great business success. His practical tips and step-by-step guidelines will help both seasoned and new business owners to look to God as the model for their business and to be willing to follow His plan. Fullerton proposes that when business and finances are brought under the authority of Christ, the door is wide open for God to bless and cause that business and that business owner to succeed. Readers will be informed and greatly encouraged by the concepts set forth in Business Success Based on Biblical Principles. We highly recommend this book. Visit Robert Fullerton online at www.robertfullertoncpa.com. Business Success Based on Biblical Principles is published by CreateSpace. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled, Do Not Pass Me by Dietrich Haddon.
Yeah.
Next up today is Mark Kwame Omotang, author of How to Receive from God. Here's a little information about Mark Kwame Omotang. Dr. Mark Omotang is a unique and vibrant minister of God for these present times. Under divine influence of the Holy Spirit and insight in the Word of God, he has made it possible for divine restoration to be experienced in many lives that once were in dearth of hope. Pastor Mark's faith is contagious and affects those who come into contact with him. He picks the Word of God and holds it as it is. His operation in the prophetic, combined with his faith and insight in the Word of God, makes his impact strong, effective, and long-lasting. He is happily married to Magdalene Doris. Their marriage is graciously blessed with two boys, and they live in Indiana. Now here's a short description of the book, How to Receive from God. C.S. Up the Grove writes in the foreword, "Anyone who is interested in finding their purpose in God should read this book from beginning to end. It is filled with the Word of God, showing a clear path on how to receive from God. Dr. Mark makes it clear that it is not just he who hears the Word, but he who receives the Word that causes him to become engrafted, so that he can receive from God. I highly recommend this book to anyone who wants to be grounded in the Word and established in the ministry." Now here's a brief review of the book, How to Receive from God. One of the laws of God is that everyone who asks Him for anything will receive it. Because God is a giver and His nature is to give, He has made it necessary for His children to approach Him with prayer, thanksgiving, request, and asking for whatever it is they need. The law of receiving is the premise upon which Dr. Omotang writes on how one can receive from God. Using scripture, truth, principles, and personal examples, readers will discover the power of living and walking by faith, reading and listening to the Word of God, and asking God to fulfill both needs and wants in faith. Readers will uncover principles by which prayers can be answered, and believing that whatever one asks is from God will be given. We highly recommend this book. How to Receive from God is published by St. Paul Press. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement, as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today, and He will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve Him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled "Nothing Without You" by Jason Nelson. God bless.
In Him do I live, move, and have my being.
In Him do I live, move, and have my being.
In Him do I live. Cause I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
Lord, I'm nothing without you.
I'm nothing without you.
Nothing without you.
Think about
it. In Him do I live.
nothing without you. Nothing without you. Nothing without you. I'm nothing but a ship without a sail on, moving aimlessly, tossed to and fro. I'm nothing without you. So breathe.